In this bulletin, bushfires destroy nearly 500 homes in New South Wales as parts of Queensland face extreme fire danger. Federal MP Andrew Hastie says he won't be apologising for his remarks on Muslim Uyghurs after being barred entry into China. And in cricket, Australian paceman James Patterson may be ruled out of the first test this week after a reported code of conduct breach. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The New South Wales Rural Fire Service says 476 homes have been destroyed since the start of the bushfire season. Fire crews are working to build containment lines ahead of deteriorating weather conditions on Tuesday. The burnt area statewide now covers more than 1.65 million hectares, more than during the past three bushfire seasons combined. More than 50 fires continue to burn throughout the state, with almost 30 of those uncontained. New South Wales Minister for Police and Emergency Services, David Elliott, says the scale of the loss is huge.
It's quite clear from the field of operations that we've inspected today that the devastation is probably beyond what anybody expected. When we're talking about perimeters of over 1,000 kilometres, we have to consider the fact that this is going to be a fire that will go on for quite some time.
Firefighters in Queensland say fire activity has been erratic as areas of the state face extreme fire danger. About 70 fires are burning across the state, although none are at emergency level. The areas of most concern are in the scenic rim on the New South Wales border, at Ravensbourne north of Toowoomba and at Thornside east of Gympie. Toowoomba Mayor Paul Antonio says the region has never seen fires like the one crews were battling this week. Teenagers are the target of a new campaign by the Cancer Council, with new research showing Australian teenagers are no better at protecting themselves from the sun than they were 12 years ago. Melanoma is the most commonly diagnosed skin cancer amongst 15 to 24-year-olds. The findings from the Cancer Council's National Sun Protection Survey has sparked a call for the federal government to run a national skin cancer awareness campaign like what happened 12 years ago. The Cancer Council's Public Health Committee Chairwoman, Anita Desai, says preventing sunburns during the younger years reduces the risk of getting skin cancer in the future.
So 38% of teenagers reported using sunscreen. We had 38% also reporting use of some form of hat. And then it really starts to drop off in terms of use of sunglasses, seeking shade, and only 10% reporting that they're wearing sun protective clothing. We're actually encouraging teens to take adequate sun protection measures and in particular own your tone and be proud of the skin that you're in.
Federal Liberal MP Andrew Hastie says he won't be apologising for criticising China over its treatment of Muslim Uyghurs in Xinjiang. Mr Hastie and Liberal Senator James Patterson have been refused visas to travel to China in December when they had planned to take part in a study tour organised by China policy think tank China Matters. A statement from the Chinese embassy says the pair would need to repent and redress their mistakes if they want to visit the country. Mr Hastie says he won't be apologising.
Well, we can talk about the Uyghurs at the moment. Of course, we're all sovereign countries. But certainly for those Uyghurs here in Australia with family and friends, it's our duty to stand up for them, to ask for their freedom and to care for those in our own community.
Early results in Sri Lanka's presidential election shows former wartime defence chief Gotabaya Rajapaksa is in a close race with his main rival, Government Minister Sajid Priyamadasa. 7 months after a devastating terror attack killed more than 250 people, millions of Sri Lankans voted on Saturday to elect a new president to lead the country out of its deepest economic slump in over 15 years. This voter told SBS he's hoping to see change.
We are expecting for a good development, and country-wise we want reconstruction and rehabilitation also. So I hope the new leader who is going to become the president of Sri Lanka will fulfill all the expectations of the Sri Lankan nationals.
And in cricket, James Patterson is set to miss the first test, with captain Tim Payne admitting he expects the paceman to be suspended. It's believed Patterson will receive a one-game suspension for breaching the code of conduct after being reported for an alleged slur against a Queensland player in the Sheffield Shield match at the MCG last week. That would rule him out of the first test against Pakistan at the Gabba starting on Thursday, with Mitchell Stark set to join Josh Hazlewood, Pat Cummins and Nathan Lyon in an all-New South Wales attack. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, sunny 29, Adelaide, sunny 31, Melbourne, sunny 27, Hobart, shower to windy 21, Canberra, mostly sunny 27, similar conditions for Wollongong 25, Sydney, sunny 26, Newcastle, partly cloudy 27, the same for Brisbane, also 27, Cairns, mostly sunny 33, and Darwin, partly cloudy 35. I'm Biwa Kwan, and this is SBS News.